This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are back in the studio talking about all the breweries we hit up this past couple weeks. It's a lot. So get ready and get ready for this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brett Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're back in the studio this week. We were off-site. We were at Half Acre interviewing Gabriel last week.
That was a pretty good interview. I mean, you know, Gabriel was, Gabriel's an interesting read, right? You gotta read him a little bit there. Mm-hmm. But we got some good information from him. They got a 90,000 square foot space.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 30,000 just outdoors for parking. They got a woodworking shop up there. They had 1,500 people at their Big North party. That's a good episode. Yeah, a lot of cool information about their artwork and, you know, why they do what they do. So
yeah, so if you missed that one, it was a little different than the usual show, but go back and check it out. Having fun. But we're back here normal, where we talk about the events we went to, events coming up, and the beer we're currently drinking,
right,
where
on.
You almost just spilled it all. If anyone was watching the video, you may have saw the crazy carbonation head that came out of the bottle, this Arcade Brewery beer.
Yeah, this is a gusher, man. This is a Primordial Pear. And yeah, you pointed out that the Demos pizza logo is on here.
Yes, it was a collaboration brew between Arcade and Demos. And it's meant to be a crushable pale ale to have with pizza.
Yeah, it's got a bold, fruity hop character brewed with a touch of jaggery.
Right, which is Indian palm sugar.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Like, whatever that is. Yeah, it's, you know, Demo's logo kind of looks like Peace's logo a little bit, right? Peace Pizzeria and Brew Pub.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, just like turn Peace's logo sideways and paint it red.
Yeah.
And you got Demo's logo.
It's pretty good. I'm enjoying drinking it. It doesn't like blow me away or anything. It's an easy drinking beer.
It's a solid offering from the folks at Arcade.
Were you seeing if it was a sticker? I know the other.
Yeah,
ones
I love
sticker.
The. It's like a little waterproof sticker situation too, man. If you're a home brewer, you grab these and that label peels right off. So
nice.
I like this beer.
Mm-hmm. So it comes in four packs. A lot of Arcade stuff comes in either bombers or four packs. I know those stories. I think that's a six pack.
Yeah, they collabed with the guy who does The Walking Dead, like a graphic artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, should we get into what we made it to? I wanted to backtrack a little bit before we did the Half Acre interview, and that I didn't get to talk about what I went to that week.
Right. We were full frontal Half Acre.
Yeah, and so I made it over to Beguile and Dovetail.
Right on. Because, you made it to Dovetail.
Yeah, they're like right next door to each other.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
I didn't know that. Like, you walk to one, there's no reason to not go to the other one.
Yeah.
So it was over at Beguile. It was packed in there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I want to play skee ball.
They got skee ball?
Yeah, they have skee ball, nice. But there's one skee ball downstairs, but then the other skee ball is upstairs for like private events. So it's not like a space that's open all the time. It's like, that sucks.
What a tease.
Yeah. I know you have skee ball up there, and I can't play it.
So just let me up. I won't tell anybody.
That was a bummer. But it was crazy how busy it was.
Yeah.
Beers were solid. At this point, I don't remember what I had.
Yeah. They are, they're interesting, man, because they're super small. But we talked about how they're in all the new Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
All the Whole Foods that were used to be Dominick's, all seven of them have a different Beguile beer exclusively for them.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Yeah. They're,
And then so I walked over to Dovetail. They have like some pretzels and some meat there that they serve.
Meat.
And then they had an empanada, I guess, ice cream cart kind of thing that they were serving empanadas out of. Like some empanada cart. So that was their food there for the day.
I like their space, man. Did you see like the tanks in the back?
No, but I was told they have like a legit cool ship.
Yeah.
So like open fermentation kind of thing going on. Didn't see that.
I like their space. They don't do a lot of beers, though, right? They've got like, what, like three beers or something?
Yeah, and it took me 45 minutes get a beer.
That sucks all the fun out of it. Yeah. That, you know, 45 minutes for a beer and then like get into a bar and, you know, they got a beer and it's like, you know, 15. But I'm thinking of Avery at this bar I had, you know.
Yeah.
It was like an Avery beer. I wanted to try it. It was like a $17 for like a 12-ounce bottle. Yeah. Overpriced beers and waiting long.
Yeah. I don't know what was happening. I don't know if the bartenders like weren't expecting that many people in that day, but he was like pumping the tap handle, like, that's not how that works.
Huh. It was weird. Like, it wasn't a cask or anything. No. It was a regular tap handle.
Yeah, and he's, like, pumping it. It's like, what is happening here?
Like, I hate you.
Yeah, but I had the Dovetail Lager. It was all right. I was telling Ken Huntermeter about it, and he's like, I love that beer. That beer was so good. I was like,
you were like,
what? You're like, what did I miss here?
Yeah.
I felt like I missed something.
Yeah. Yeah, their beers are solid, and they are like the darlings of the scene right now. Like, a lot of folks are talking about them, you know, and really excited about them.
But, yeah, grumpy old beer man.
He's like, ah, their beers are fine.
Yeah. They're fine. Yeah, but yeah, cool space. Dogs are welcome in both breweries, so that's kind of nice. Nice. So yeah, check those two out. They're what is that street? Like, not far from Half Acre.
So, like, Ravenswood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right next to the train.
Yeah, you get off at the Ravenswood Metro, and boom. Like you said, you can, within, like, 6 blocks, you literally hit, like, 6 breweries.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty wild over there. Like, Band of Bohemia's up the street there.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, right on.
So that was my, like, what, last
week? That was last week.
Yeah.
All right, and then this week.
I hit up the Goose Island 312 block party.
Right on, 312.
Yeah.
All day, bruh.
Yeah, I went on Friday. It ended at 10 p.m. I think I got there at 8.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like just the right amount of time for me to feel like I saw it. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Saw a couple bands. So many places to get beer. Like, you shouldn't be waiting more than like 5 minutes to get a beer. Like, yeah. Sophie has its own place. The Sisters were over here. So many places to get the canned beers that are brewed in New York.
Yeah.
And then the old Barrel Warehouse area was like full of like all the other new stuff.
Speaking of grumpy old man, I went last year and I didn't know any of the bands. Is it like that where they're just like super bleeding edge, bruh? And
I think there's a few that people know and one that was been around for a while, but definitely not bands that I knew of. So but it was cool. Like, it was definitely a lot of people there. Like, it's nuts. Like, I did not go last year, so I had seen as it was starting to grow, and then last year, I guess, was pretty big because this year was nuts. Like, one whole block was just the food truck block, and then it wrapped around, and then the brewery side was where all the bands were and all the beer.
Yeah. I remember back in the day, not even like 3-4 years ago, it used to be just the furthest block from the brewery, the second block.
Yeah.
It would just be that block, you know? And yeah, like you said, now it's like a 2-block affair.
Uh-huh. And they were pouring the like Bourbon County stuff in the brew pub. And that line, I think people said they waited like 45 minutes or something for. So, but I was like, I have like 2 hours. I'll just drink. I think I had a 4-star, I had a Jillian, and I had a Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Probably what I had.
Yeah. They do have they got a new pail that I've been curious about. Sticky Fingers or Sticky Feathers, which is their wet hop. I'm just thinking in my head of all the styles of beer I like in October that are not Oktoberfest.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
I like ciders, I like wet hop beers, and I like pumpkin beers. I don't like Oktoberfest beers. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I think we ordered a Sticky Feather and they gave us some sort of Saison or something, because Sticky Feather didn't taste.
It's supposed to be like a IPA.
Yeah, tasted like a Saison.
Huh. Not cool.
I feel like we got the wrong beer, but we drank it. I
don't know. Cool scene. You saw the bands. I miss the old Barrel Warehouse. The new one's a little too big. That old one, that's where all the magic happened, I think.
I guess, but it was small.
Yeah.
It was tiny, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta make the move somehow. Mm-hmm. And then none of the beers, the BCS family of beers, none of them got infected at the old warehouse.
Right.
Maybe that's why I like the old warehouse.
Because
I
don't know. A safe ground.
It's safe. It's safe proven.
And comfortable.
You know? Yeah, so.
So that was cool. I did not go back on Saturday, although I know our buddy Sergio, he was filming the event and was like, hey, come on out and we'll have a beer on my break and stuff. And I was like, I went yesterday. I saw it.
Yeah, kind of.
I'm good, yeah.
Like one and done kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, I hear that.
And it was a free event. You could donate money to charity. They basically had like barrels and were like, hey, throw some money in the charity barrel of your choice.
Yeah.
And that's how you get in. Then you'll buy beer. Because they, Anheuser-Busch or AB InBev, does not need your money.
Man.
So I think that was good that they're supporting local charities.
They got deep pockets over there at the Goose Island Beer Company.
Right?
Yeah. They do a good job of ending the summer on a good note with that event. And Belgian Fest was this weekend, too. And we talked about that. Neither one of us went to that.
No, I totally snoozed on it. Like, I think it was probably a bad idea to have it on the same weekend as your block party.
Yeah, because this Belgian Fest is always like a Sunday thing.
It's a Sunday.
So if you go Friday, Saturday.
To the block party and then, you know, Belgian Fest, or even if you went Saturday at 3-1-2 and like did that, you're like, oh, I got Belgian Fest. If you're like hardcore beer festival event goer.
Yeah.
I totally just spaced on it.
Yeah, I know like in the past they didn't want it to conflict with like the Bears home opener. They didn't want it to conflict with Lollapalooza. But yeah, to your point, I'm like, just keep it where it is, man. It's usually first, second week in September is usually when you see Belgian Fest.
Yeah.
And you didn't this year and it threw everybody off.
Yeah, I don't even know if I saw any photos. Like, were the Cubs playing too? So that might I know they played on Monday, so I don't know if they played on Sunday. So but
yeah.
Yeah. Whew, I don't
just pick a weekend and just roll with it. Stop changing it.
And then the last thing I went to over the last couple of weeks, I was over back again at Forbidden Root.
Oh, right on.
On Chicago Avenue, not too far from my house, so yeah. Really easy to get to.
Yeah, the botanical beers.
Yeah, I dig the space like a lot.
It's a great space.
Like, it looks beautiful in there. I've come to the conclusion I don't like the beers.
It's. I think the botanical beers, I get it, you know, even much in the way of Five Rabbit, right, where they're like they have this angle, you know, or even Metropolitan, right? You talk to the guys at Metro and they said, hey, what am I going to do? Because all they do is lagers. And at the time, it was weird to just do all lagers. He's like, what am I going to do, make another IPA, you know?
Yeah.
I get the idea, you know, bring something different to the table, right?
Yeah.
So theirs is fine botanical beers.
Yeah, right? But they have 15 of them.
Yeah.
Like, all right. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I think I had, knowing that I'm not a huge fan of their beers, I went with the Pilsner.
Okay.
Which was a purple pils.
Pils?
Well, it was called purple pils, but it was not color purple.
Okay.
But it had lavender in it.
Right.
But you're drinking it, and you're like, what's in this? Like, this isn't.
Is there soap in my glass?
Yeah, this isn't right. Like, what is, and then I had the Kolsch. Like, I'm trying to, like, I should just get the guest taps if I go there because Easy Jack was on.
Yeah, because you don't want to, like, sometimes you don't want to experiment. I think that's what you're getting at, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the Kolsch was fine. I like the Kolsch more than the pils. I had a friend. He had one of their stouts, and it was a berry. It was like not brambleberry, but it had, like, some sort of berry in it.
Like boysenberry.
Yeah, and it tasted like you would expect to infect it. Stout to taste. So like, as someone who's had that, you're kind of like, that's not right, but I know that's what this is supposed to taste like. So it's a little confusing.
No, I hear you.
He didn't drink it.
No,
he didn't like it.
I mean, it's a tough proposition. I think their Sublimely Ginger is really good, like soft 4% ginger ale. But yeah, some of their beers, you know, you try them and you expect them to be like well thought out and maybe like a little different, and then you maybe get a flight of them, and then that's it, right?
Yeah.
Like it's something you try, and it's weird to say, but it's something you try, but and then you don't necessarily go back to. Like, do they have anything that's just like a straightforward, like to complement all this adventurous stuff? Do they have anything that's like kind of basic or traditional at all?
No, I don't think so.
Huh.
I think that's why we were talking before the show, like they are the perfect festival. beer.
Yeah, you get that.
That's why maybe you go and have a cider. You may go have a forbidden root beer because it kind of almost like cleanses your palate, gives you something different, like a new flavor to invite you into.
Yeah, kind of challenges what you know beer to be flavor-wise.
Even this arcade, this Jagger.
With a hint of Jaggery.
It's like sweet, so it's different, and I'm thinking about it, and then sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I like it that much.
Yeah, okay. But, yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah. Interesting.
But I'm all for experimentation.
Yeah, I hear the food's great there.
I hear that too. I have never eaten there. Yeah. So.
You're making me want to go try it out and check out the food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have guest taps.
See? There's your out, if you don't want to experiment.
Very cool. So that was my couple weeks as I've monopolized this beginning of the show with my drinking.
No, man, you were at stuff, man. You're at stuff there. I didn't go to any of the stuff.
You did nothing.
So, yeah, what did I do, man? I did a couple things, man. I went to the Guinness guys are in town, right? Mm-hmm. They had the
have they left? I think they're always here.
They're always here. It's like migration week, but this is like every week. Every week's migration week. They were here for the Antwerp Stout and the Amber Rye Pale Ale launch. So these are beers.
What?
Yeah. So Guinness, when you go to Ireland, man, there's a lot of craft breweries there, right? Like Irish craft breweries, right? And they're like all making American style beers. So yeah. I think Guinness is trying to. They've got a smaller developmental brewery called the OGB, the Open Gate Brewery.
Okay.
And then they do these. This is where Harp was developed, for example. It's just like their little small pilot.
So they're trying to do
brewery.
Almost like a Miller Coors, like 10th and Blake,
kind of thing. Like the Fulton Wood series compared to like the Goose stuff that's always available.
Okay,
kind of like that, right? Yeah. So Antwerp Stout is apparently a beer they made for the Belgians after World War II, when I guess some of their distribution chain and some of their breweries got damaged, so they sent beer to them. So it's basically like a ramped up version of Guinness. It's Guinness, but it's 8%. It's got like hints of raisin and a little heavier chocolate. It's what to me, it's what Guinness should taste like. The original Guinness is like, there's no real reward. It's just kind of filling. It's kind of like it's kind of got a neutral profile with a little bit of roast. And this was just like unapologetic, like in your face, like chocolate forward stout.
Cool.
And I dug it a lot. The Amber Rye Pale Ale, I thought was just okay. The last beer they made in a can was like the Guinness IPA. It had like six American hops in it.
Right.
And I had it in a can and it was just okay. And then I went to Ireland and I'm like, that's what you guys are doing. You're like shipping this beer from Ireland. Like that's.
You're buying the hops from America. You're brewing it.
And it was a shell of itself in a can here. And then I had it there. It was great. And I think the Amber Rye Pale Ale was along the same lines, right? I was like, man, this is probably good at the source. But at this point, I don't really care for it. Uh-huh. But the Antwerp was really good. You know that we talked about the local Guinness guy. We talked about, how competitive Ireland is and what they're doing to stay ahead of that. And he was saying like they got the 2-tier system over there, like the 3-tier system. So they actually go to every account in the country and they clean the Guinness line.
Oh, wow.
He'll clean the draft line for you, which I was like, hey, that's, if you're a small brewery in Ireland, you're probably not keeping up with that.
Probably not, yeah.
Yeah, so that was interesting. So I went there. Those guys are always fun. Cool. I do like hanging out with the Guinness guys. Went to Shake Shack. They're doing a Shacktoberfest. And Shake Shack is the New York burger chain that's got like three locations in Chicago. It's a typical Oktoberfest where they give you the Stein, $20, you get to refill it for $6, that kind of thing. All their beers are made by Brooklyn. So
Shake Shack's beers or house beers.
Shake Shack's house beers are made by Brooklyn Brewery.
Okay.
Right. So they got that going for them.
Okay.
Brooklyn's beers are all, yeah.
Where do you rate Shake Shack in your like? I don't want to say fat, like your M Burger, Shake Shack.
Yeah, what's, like that diner style.
What's the other one? There's a third one I'm missing. What's the one Kanye owned?
Oh, yeah. Was that Fat Burger?
Fat Burger.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I don't think I've ever had Fat Burger.
I did. I went to that Fat Burger.
Okay.
The payoff was not there. It was like all the way on like 95th Street. It was like, man, this is just a burger.
I think there's one more that I'm like,
I would put
forgetting.
Oh, you mean like Umami Burger, maybe those kind of things, or
maybe yeah.
I don't know. I think I think M Burger is at the bottom.
Let's, you think M Burger is at the bottom?
I mean, I like Shake Shack a little more than I like M Burger.
Ooh, I like M Burger a little more.
M Burger's got, I don't know, maybe Shake Shack's got the shakes. They got the, they got the They got the little onion, the little onion ring onions that you go on top, the little shallot fried onions on top. I like that. Of those two, I think I give the edge to Shake Shack. Shake Shack's got beer. See?
Yeah, I guess. But I'm going on burger alone.
Just burger alone? I got to try Hamburger again. But in my head, Shake Shack, it tastes better to me.
I remember Hamburger tasting better to me. We need a burger.
You could put Small Cheval on that list because it's not all Cheval. Mm-hmm. And Small Cheval is like, you know, it's the smaller all Cheval, but it's definitely not the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like not as good.
I had a buddy telling me about the other Small Cheval in the market, in the other market.
Oh, yeah, in the Revival, the food hall.
Yeah, and he's like, no one's there. I walked right up.
Yeah, you slide right in.
He's like, he moved out to L.A. and he was back. He's like, I love this burger. And for me just to walk up and get it and not have to wait 2 hours to get it, he's like, this was amazing.
Yeah, it's a massive space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny's Grill, they have a good burger in Logan, in the square. Those are all solid offerings for burgers. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Shake Shack's beer, okay, so they're exclusively done by Brooklyn, which is fine.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, outside of like their bomber series of beers, you know, like your Sriracha Aces and your you know, that really cool stout they do.
Yeah.
I don't really get a lot of Brooklyn stuff, you know. I mean, like I never say I gotta have Brooklyn, you know.
No. Yeah.
So it was all right. Oh, I went to the Old Irving Brewing launch.
Oh, this is probably the newest brewery, right? This is the latest brewery to open in Chicago.
The fun never stops, man. I've been hearing some wacky numbers, man. We're around, you know, 80 breweries in the city proper at this point, something like that, like a ridiculous number of breweries.
Crazy. I remember when I biked all the breweries in Chicago, and it was 12.
It would take you like a month. You could go every day. Yeah. It would take you like 2 months to get through them now. It's impressive as far as we've come, man. So they got 7 beers on tap, including a collaboration with Pipeworks. They got a Berliner Weiss that they used like rare cellar tea in with Pipeworks.
Okay.
It's like a nice little summertime spritzer, right? Like it tastes like a rosé or something, right? And then they got 2 guest beers. One was 18th Street. The other one was Vandermill.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So they on opening night, they ran completely out of food, man. Yeah. They've got a huge system. The guys are saying they got like a, you know, he's friends with Pete from Haymarket, so they went and got the exact same system that Haymarket's got.
From China?
Yeah. So they got the 30 barrel fermenters and the 15 barrel, you know, brew house.
Okay.
You know? And the guy who does the food there, his name escapes me, but he's the same guy who's behind Yushu and behind Finch. Matthias is his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently him and his wife are like a 1-2 combo. So she designs all these spaces that her husband cooks in, which is kind of cool.
That's kind of awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're right on the northwest side. It used to be called the Crooked Fork Brewing. Then they scrapped that after one of the owners passed. So I'm like, oh, this is great, man. But who's brewing the beer? And he's like, oh, Trevor's brewing the beer. I was like, Trevor? He's like, yeah, Trevor, who's one of the chefs on the project, is also the head brewer there.
Damn, okay.
Which is kind of cool, man. Yeah, the two beers I tried were the Centennial, which was their IPA, and the other one was the Black Monday.
Oh.
Yeah, so the space is on Montrose near Montrose and Expressway. So right off Montrose and 94, right off the Blue Line.
Okay, so yeah. You could take the train to it?
You could take the train and just walk a couple blocks and you're right there.
Oh, nice.
It's right across the street from a 4 a.m. bar, too.
Okay.
Which is cool. So.
Nice. Well, I think that was is that all? Did you go to anything else?
That's a pretty full week, man.
I know. We're like, this episode's going to run long because we've just been out drinking. Like, usually we are like, we did nothing. Sorry.
Right.
Should we jump into the events that you should be checking out this coming week?
Yeah, let's go for it, man. Let's start with Wednesday. You cool with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, so Wednesday, Dry Hop is having their pumpkin beer takeover. It's a 5-beer pumpkin beer takeover.
Okay,
They're going to release their pumpkin stout. They'll have 5 beers total on draft. That's this upcoming Wednesday. So that's actually the 28th.
So at Dry Hop, I haven't been over to Dry Hop since... Corridor.
Probably since Corridor opened.
Yeah, like Corridor is a lot closer to where I'm at.
Yeah.
I haven't been in that area where Dry Hop is in a long time, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Matilda vertical at Lawman and Eagle. Almost forgot about that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's part of
Also Wednesday?
Yeah, also Wednesday the 28th. So that's the Migration Week for Goose. So Migration Week, Logan Square, they're calling that. Yeah, they're doing like some Bang Bang Pie Shop thing and this Matilda thing in Logan.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. Friday or anything on Thursday?
No, nothing on Thursday.
Friday over at the Rattler is a Burnt City like Oktoberfest event. They're going to have the Burnt City Oktoberfest on. They're going to have some other Oktoberfest. They're going to do like the leader challenge where you have to like hold the
strength.
Hold
contest.
The leader as long as you can without spilling.
Yeah.
I've done it. It's harder than you think it would be. Like, you think, like, oh, I can hold this beer for
just
a long time.
Just a glass
time.
Of beer. Yeah. And then you can't.
Yeah. And then you can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So check that out. That's going to be Friday, September 30th. And then it's the new month. Fall, summer is done officially, probably, right?
Yeah. So we're sliding right into October, but.
October 1st and 2nd is Oktoberfest at Beer Bistro.
Oh, right.
On Madison. So they always have meats and Oktoberfest and always just a good time. So I would check that out if you're like in that area. I haven't been to Beer Bistro. I'm kind of sad to say I don't even remember the last time I've been there.
Yeah, I know they Festival was in that area, like a block from Beer Bistro a few years back.
Yeah.
Went there. When Phobab was over there in the that gymnasium over there, Beer Bistro was always the pregame.
Yeah.
It was kind of walking distance from there.
Pre-game and before Phobab.
Yeah, right. So what bad. Are we saying?
So check that out at Beer Bistro on Madison.
Yeah. Also on Saturday, it's Oktoberfest season. So at Cruz Blanca, they're having the Das Bueno Oktoberfest. Das Bueno, they're doing two beers. One's a Doppelbach, the Das Bueno Doppelbach. And then their Oktoberfest is a Vienna German lager.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I almost picked us up some Oktoberfest because I felt like we were going to be talking a lot about Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
I was going to do the Buckle Down Oktoberfest.
Yeah, and you know, I went to Buckle Down a few weeks back, and their space is fun. Like, their parking lot's like twice the size of their facility. And then,
oh, it is now?
Yeah, so they just
because it was like tiny.
Yeah, their space is still tiny, but the parking lot they use for the party is like triple that size.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's massive, yeah. They were dressed up in traditional garb. It was cool. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to buy it. Had it, I picked it up, and then I was about to put it in my cart or bag or whatever I had, and I realized like they were just all sticky and like it looked
like it might have
like they overfilled them and then put the caps on, or they were like leaking out of the top of it. So I put it back and took these arcade.
And
like, I
was with
like,
the waterproof labels on the primordial pair here.
I was like, I really wanted to try the Buckle Down, but I cannot trust these cans when they're just like all gross on the side from dried beer.
That can be problematic,
right? Like I don't know what got, maybe air got in there too.
Man,
it was a service to you. I didn't want to have bad beer for you.
I appreciate your thoughtful approach towards this show, Brad. Brings me joy, man.
So that's a couple Oktoberfest events on Saturday. Anything else?
No, that's actually all I got, man.
All the events.
That's
okay.
All I got for events, man.
I know Phobab tickets have gone up for sale. I don't know if they sold out yet.
Yeah.
But they're up for sale.
Yeah.
Three sessions.
I wouldn't play any games if you plan on going to that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and get those tickets.
Yeah.
Same space, Unitas, University, the UIC. UIC Forum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any beer news before we wrap up here?
Little bit of beer news, man. Let's see. Where do we start here? Oh, Two Brothers is opening a new pub concept in Naperville called Craftsman. So it'll be a full-service farm-to-table restaurant with a cafe that serves breakfast bowls.
Is this in downtown?
Downtown Naperville.
Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of recalls, 18th Street and Left Hand both had recalls.
Whoa.
Yeah, Left Hand recalled like 20,000 cases of their milk stout. They said the flavors were fine, but that if you poured it, it would the head was really dense and it would overflow the glass that you poured it in.
Kind of like
what's going on.
Arcade
kind of like what's going on with here, yeah. So they recalled all 20,000 of them, man.
They recalled them for that.
Yeah,
like that's they're not messing around. Like that's crazy. Like we just don't appreciate the pour.
Yeah, we feel like the pour would be too much.
Any other craft brewery would be like, screw you.
It's not our fault. It's the way you poured it.
Yeah.
That's how most of them would be. So kudos to them, man. 18th Street recalled Hunter, which is there, which is also a milk stout. It's a double milk stout. So apparently it says on the Hunter bottle to do not age, drink it immediately. So people who've been aging them have been experiencing some issues with it, some off flavors. So I said, hey, man, you know, you can send it back and we'll recall it.
Yeah. It's your fault.
It's your fault. It says on the bottle, don't age it.
You do not age. Don't age milk stouts. They have like
lactose in them. So, you know, it's gonna separate, you know, a little bit, you know.
That's your fault. That's kind of, man.
So, yeah. So those two breweries are taking it on the chin, man. They're taking the high road.
Yeah, Brad, I guess that's good for is it Drew over there at 18th Street? Like, that's super nice of him because you were a dumbass and aged your beer. Don't age your beer.
Especially if that's what it says. Yeah, so you can return your Hunter. And the date codes are at their website. And you will get a gift certificate towards a different beer.
Okay.
Right, so... So there's that. Link's Tap Room they've got a new beer series called Moby Dick Mondays. So so they're going to be tapping whales, bro. They're going to be tapping a new whale every Monday.
That just says that they have this crazy deep fridge full of stuff that they don't know what to do with.
They've got an arsenal over there. So the first beer is going to be Cascades Elderberry. Apparently it's the first time in the state that it's ever been tapped on a keg. So, and then 2015 Prairie Bomb will be the next beer. That's from Prairie Artisan Ales down in.
That beer's not good.
It's not. I've never had it. We've been talking a lot about beers we don't like on this episode. I love it. beer's okay. They should have fucking made it. They should have made it in Canada. It would have been fresher.
I had it in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I was not impressed.
The Elder Beer?
No, the Prairie Bomb.
Prairie Bomb, yeah.
It was a bomb.
I haven't had it. I want to try it. Yeah. But that's another one of those beers we were talking about where, like, you know, if people have them, they're usually overpriced.
Right.
And that would be a good example, too. Avery stuff and the Prairie stuff. Always overpriced. And it seems like across the board.
Right. I don't know. I haven't, like, sought after some of these big whales in a while.
Yeah, right.
About the overpriced nature of them. Like, are we still seeing these, or are we like so saturated with so much beer that it's hard to be like, yeah, like it'd be great to try this Prairie Bomb, but I have all these, I have 80 breweries in Chicago that I haven't even tried all their beers from.
Yeah, you're right. I'm at a point now where, yeah, instead of seeking out something like super, you know, super limited, like you said, I'd rather just continue to explore breweries I haven't hit.
Right.
And have that be my experience for something cool and new.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That's a cool series. I like the idea of the series.
The Prairie Bomb series?
Or the Whale Mondays.
Oh, Whale Mondays is a great name. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Especially on a Monday night. Mm-hmm. You know, get in there and do something fun. Weeknight drinking is a whole lot. Well, as we can attest to, it's different than drinking on a weekend.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's totally different. This merger between AB InBev and SAB Miller is there's a couple of parties, a couple of investors over in Britain that aren't too happy with it, and they're trying to screw up the deal. So
it might not happen.
They're trying to. I mean, I still think it'll pass. So the way this works, right? There's two companies, right? Ash Park Capital and Aberdeen Asset Management, right?
Okay.
They own a total of 2% of Miller over there. And they're trying to, because you need 75% approval from everyone who's invested before you can make the deal, right? So they're trying to rally, you know, like the other, I don't know, 60% or 60+%.
Trying to whip the vote.
In political terms. Yeah, they're trying to rally other investors to vote against it. So, but like we said, 2%. And you need a 75% approval. So they got a few more.
Nobody.
You got a few more people to convince there. But so, yeah. Oh, one more bit of news, man, on a happier note. The majority of U.S. senators support a beer tax refund. Reform.
I was like,
refund. Refund.
Beer is too damn expensive.
Yeah. The Craft Beverage Modernization Tax and Reform Act. Has been passed by 51 senators. So that's the majority. So basically it's a bipartisan bill where the brewing industry is going to get recalibrated and then they're going to get like a different tax structure so they don't have to pay as much in taxes.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it's probably meant for the smaller breweries.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So
some sort of under
under 60,000 barrels.
Okay, that's a lot of barrels.
Yeah.
That's a lot of barrels.
So they would reduce your federal tax down to $3.50 per barrel, $3.50 a barrel. It doesn't say what it was at. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good for them.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah. That's it for news.
That's it. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. We went through the second half of the show very quickly. but Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when you're not recording here?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. I think I'll be doing a bike ride up to Sketchbook and Smiley and Temperance again this weekend. So that should be good. Yeah. Maybe my growler will be waiting for me at Sketchbook.
There you go.
but the show, we're on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass, website chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version when we have the camera up and rolling as we do this week. We're kind of missing our faces for a couple weeks there. So you can check that out. And yeah, our Facebook page / Chicago Beer Pass. I know we both post photos there, and that's always fun to see, like, oh, where's Nick at? Oh, where's Brad at? Kind of get a fun vibe of the city that way. Check that out. And that'll do it for this week's episode. We'll be back next week. I think we're almost up to 150 episodes.
Damn.
A lot.
Awesome.
All right. Take care.
Cheers.